Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Jess Lewis, who is also with the Biz Foundry, but also the owner of Knockout Print Shop.
Yes.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in. So let's go with Knockout Print Shop first.
Okay.
So what is Knockout Print Shop?
So Knockout Print Shop is an online store where you can purchase planner stickers, not planter, planner. Like
right.
paper planner, stickers
yes.
for your planner.
Yes. Which is like, this is the time to get your planner stickers right now.
This is a busy time for planners.
Yeah. So is this, this is like kind of maybe 6 weeks of the busiest time for you guys, period?
Yeah, pretty much from like the beginning of November, December, January is our busiest time when the new planners come out, people buy them, and then they start stocking up on stickers.
And so for the most part, there's specific planner companies that you guys make the stickers for. And I say you guys, because first of all, I'm from Michigan, but also y'all. But also it's you and your husband that, that run this business together.
Mm-hmm.
So so you make specific to work with specific planners.
Yeah, we'll kind of make the accessories of certain planner companies. So there's a brand called Inkwell Press. That's how we got our start. We started making stickers for her planner when it was new on the scene in 2015. And then a couple of years ago, we started making stickers for Moxie Life Planner.
And why stickers? And for, I mean, you do have a lot of planners yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You like to, you have like the cute handwriting that looks good in pictures
thanks.
And stuff like that. And but why stickers?
It's obviously not a necessity. It's a luxury item, I guess. I honestly didn't even know planner stickers were a thing when we started this back in 2015. I was looking for a planner. I'd always liked planners, found one on Etsy, and in my research stumbled on this thing, this world of like planner stickers. And it's like this legit little subculture. So essentially, our customers will say they buy stickers for a few reasons. One would be creativity, just to make it kind of like a fun like hobby as an adult, and then organization and structure. So instead of having to like write down the same thing every single day, you can have a sticker that either is the word or an icon that represents that, and then just giving you an easy reference, like when you're flipping through your calendar, to be like, oh, that's a doctor's appointment, because there's like a little stethoscope icon. So it's kind of like fun and function.
Yeah. So like when you made Power by Her stickers,
yes, we did.
And you know, with a little logo on it, and so I can put those where the lunches are every
exactly
time. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So those people, I would think that like when I think of maybe where one might market stickers, it seems Pinteresty. And when you, knowing you, obviously we work together, you don't come across as Pinteresty.
I that's true. I would not describe myself as Pinteresty.
So for those who have not met you before, you used to own a boxing gym
yes.
in Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you think those worlds meshed? Were you just kind of like, I really like owning a business, and so this is going to work for me? Because it's not really...
It's not
your world.
And it's not a like normal, the transition doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a dichotomy. Like there's the boxing, strong kind of athletic person. And then I like to like bake cupcakes and like play with stickers. So I don't know that there's a logical explanation as to how we got there, but I've always liked organizational stuff. And I think that even is in my business, like systems and organizing. And I've always liked planners. So that part makes sense with me and my personality. And I do enjoy owning business. Like I enjoy owning businesses. I enjoy running businesses. Like a lot of business owners get into business because they like the craft or the technical thing they're doing. And for me, it's not only liking the craft, but it's also liking the day-to-day of operating, marketing, and running a business. So it randomly became a thing that we started just as like, let's see if we can do this. And we never thought it would be like a real job. We thought we'd make a couple hundred extra bucks a month. And then it became a real thing that we could live off of.
And it's your sole income for a while.
Yeah, for almost three years. That's 2.5, 3 years.
And part of that has allowed you to kind of build the life that you wanted to build.
Yes.
And so you decided 3 years ago to leave Chicago to...
Yeah, June of 2018.
Okay, so...
Almost three, right?
No, three and a half. We're in 2021.
Oh, my God.
3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
So you decided to leave and you went to North Carolina.
Yes.
And that wasn't really fitting what you wanted in life. And so right. you kind of went on this like tour of let's explore.
Yeah.
And so tell me about that journey.
So we left Chicago for a plethora of reasons, but we always kind of wanted to go to North Carolina. So I closed my gym, which was something I could have never imagined almost 6 months prior to that, because I thought that was my life. That's what I would like always do. Mm-hmm. So close the gym.
What?
Go ahead.
I'm going to pause.
Yeah.
What? So there are times where it's the right thing to do to close your business. And mm-hmm. that's a hard thing to kind of figure out what yeah. that. So how did you come to that conclusion?
It was kind of twofold. One, probably three things. One, I was getting burnt out. Mentally, I was getting exhausted by running the business, being a coach, just going through it. It can be pretty taxing. For the most part, I was a solopreneur, so everything was on me. I had made a huge change to the business, changing our offerings, our pricing structure, everything. And I kind of intentionally shot myself in the foot and knew that would have a dramatic impact on membership and revenue. So it was at a place where I had dramatically reduced our income. And then I just felt like it was time. I don't know exactly why, but we had started kind of thinking, well, at some point we'll leave Illinois. How am I going to do this? And those things, like me being burnt out, the changes I made and how it affected revenue, all just kind of came together at the same time. I think, honestly, had I stayed in Chicago and hustled like I did when I started my business, and I could have bounced right back after a couple of years and been fine and successful, but I just kind of use it as a time to exit.
Mm-hmm.
So
in case you're just joining us, we have Jess Lewis, owner of Knockout Print Shop and also employee at the director of marketing at the Biz Foundry. So you go ahead. So you went to Raleigh.
Yep. So I went to Raleigh. Thought for sure North Carolina was it. At one point we wanted to live by the beach in Wilmington, and we liked Raleigh was okay. It just never felt like home. We drove around the whole state. From the coast to the mountains, we looked at almost every area of North Carolina and finally decided this is not right. This doesn't feel like home. It's a great state, but it didn't feel right. So when we had left Chicago and went to North Carolina, our other option was Tennessee. So I'm like, well, let's go over and see what Tennessee has to offer. We looked at the Tri-Cities. We looked down by Knoxville. Then eventually we headed out to Gallatin right outside of Nashville, and we were there for a year. So we decided to get an apartment there. We liked it. I had family in Hendersonville, so it was kind of familiar to me. I lived in Hendersonville for 3 years when I was a kid. And then we stumbled onto this area and like fell in love and looked for a house for like a year.
Well, we can go ahead and tell that story. So you guys are driving around. And
yeah. So we're driving. We went to one of the waterfalls out here. And on the way home, I was like, oh, we should get some coffee. And I Googled like coffee shops. And the only thing that we could find en route back to Gallatin was Poets was open. And it was a Sunday. And we went and I'm like, what is this town? And we just became obsessed. It had everything we wanted.
I feel like, were you a Gilmore Girls watcher?
Mm-mm.
Okay. It like Stars Hollow. It's just like from a movie where, you know, like the courthouse and the little, you know, square that it's got busy people. It's busy. It's not dead like some of the more rural areas, mm-hmm. but it's not like, you know, you're jam packed full of traffic through there. And there is something, I don't know. I think it's kind of magical here.
I do too. There's some kind of weird little awesome energy here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you decided, okay, we're going to move here. So
we became obsessed. We tried, and we had been looking at houses all around. I mean, we drove all around Middle Tennessee, as far as like Dixon, all the way north to Portland. We went into Kentucky. We went all the way south to like Winchester.
You're saying places I don't even
know. Yeah. We know like freaking every county around Nashville. And so when we found Cookeville in this area, I was like, we have to be here. So we would come out here almost every weekend looking for houses. The first two houses we looked for fell through, and then we ended up finding a house in Sparta. So we love it here. We never leave.
And so one of your, I think what's really interesting about you is that you have this business that can support your household,
mm-hmm.
but then you want to build the life that you want, which I encourage everyone to really take a look at their life and how everything works together, your career path mm-hmm. with the you know, not the cost of living, but like how you're living your life. And so then you wanted to build have a farm.
Yes.
And so you kind of, and that was not something, I mean, in Metro Chicago, you were not having a farm there. And so you've kind of gotten into this whole entire, you have animals and land and.
Yeah.
So
yeah, in suburban Chicagoland, I've never touched a chicken, petted a chicken, and seen a pig in my life.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And now you modified your own chicken coop and you put the chickens to bed each night and collect their eggs and you have some pigs that are about to
be
your food
bacon
for the winter season.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, how do you think everything's working together right now?
The business, and kind of like what you said, I think it's important for people that own businesses to understand when you get into a business, you need to understand what your lifestyle is going to be like. Like, you know, people, I think, pick careers because they like something and they don't think about the hours, the lifestyle that is involved in that career. And so for me, owning the gym and owning the print shop gave me flexibility to do other things. So with the farm, and even with working for the Biz Foundry, there's a lot of flexibility in our schedule. So I, you know, we can do that. We can, you know, get up early, go to, you know, do farm chores, do farm projects all day. And it allows me to make an income and live the life that we want to live.
And your farm is not for, you're not, you know, I mean, you kind of sell eggs, but you're not really selling.
No, we're not
eggs,
trying to like be a functioning production farm. Yeah.
Right. But so this is just kind of the lifestyle that you want. You want fresh to know where the food comes from and how the animals are raised. And this is just something that is a passion for you.
Yeah. And a lot of it came from the, you know, going from fitness to food. You know, fitness was my big focus most of my adult life, being a gym owner and a coach and things like that. And then I realized how important food was. And started to do more research and learn more about our food system and farming and regenerative agriculture, and just became obsessed with that and did a ton of learning and farm visits and thought, hey, maybe we could actually do this for ourselves. So it is just for us and learning and trying to leave the world better than we found it and have some control of our food system and things like that.
Yeah. And just kind of have like, I keep saying the life you want.
Yeah.
Kind of all of it kind of goes hand in hand. We'll be back in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Thanks for sticking with us. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Jess Lewis, Director of Marketing at the Biz Foundry, and also owner of Knockout Print Shop. And so one of the things that you just kind of mentioned, we were talking about your life, is that you have a passion for helping people, mentoring people. You love the business aspect of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And so you moved here and you were a little bit of a stalker, and you, not in a bad way. I mean, but you found the Biz Foundry and you said, I want to work for these people.
Yeah, I did.
And so we were trying to hire kind of an admin position. You're like, I can do it. I can do it. And we're like, I'm not sure this is right for you, because it was kind of like data entry and stuff like that. And we saw that you had a passion for marketing and the whole entire what marketing encompasses.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what that means to you.
Marketing to me is a company's ability to represent themselves to the public in an effective way to generate sales.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a misconception with that sometimes.
Yeah. I think people look at marketing as it's like the tactical piece of marketing, like the little, well, I'm marketing because I posted on social media, or I'm marketing because I, you know, have a website, or they think about each individual piece versus the bigger picture of what it is and the fact that it needs to have an intention and a goal behind it so that you know if your tactics are going to help you reach your goals.
Well, and I think some of the things that have been really nice to have you on board is that at the end of a month, it's like, okay, well, what worked in this last month? What didn't work? What emails are people opening? What emails are people not opening? Mm-hmm. And I think it's come out, the blog, by now it's the blog that I wrote of just kind of like, I personally don't go to websites very often. I hate opening a lot of emails, but that's me and that's not the world. And so it's really important to have all these pieces kind of go together.
Yeah.
What advice could you have for business owners that think, well, I have a Facebook page, so I'm marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Period. End of
done.
My statement.
Marketing over. I think it's just to dedicate time to sit down, you know, once a week or even a few hours a month and think about your business goals. Is it to get new customers, to retain customers, to reach a certain sales goal? Start there. And then think about what things you could put in place to help you reach that goal. And that's a very simplistic view of marketing. Instead of just executing, you have to figure out, again, what your intention or your goal is. I mean, if you're like in Tiffany's blog, if you guys go back and read it, if your target market is 50 to 60 year olds, Instagram might not be the best place for you to do your a marketing strategy or what platform
you don't
want to
put a lot of effort into that.
Right. So if you're marketing doesn't work. I'm on Instagram, but my target market's 60-year-old women or something like that. Well, that's not where 60-year-old women are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's figuring out who your target market is, figuring out your goal is, and making those two things come together so that you can execute things that make sense.
Well, and one thing I want to talk a little bit in this area. Part of marketing, a subset, is public relations.
Yes.
And I think that's something that really gets kind of short-sighted. Mm-hmm. But I think in this area, in the Upper Cumberland region, it's so important. There's such a value in that.
Mm-hmm.
What advice can you give about kind of making sure people are kind of focusing on what their public relations looks like?
I think realizing, I think in this digital age, and everybody thinks that social media is king when it comes to marketing and getting yourself out there. But in communities like this one, you know, smaller town, more connected town, making time to get out there. I know everyone, a lot of people don't like networking and they don't like that word or what it means or the whole experience, but getting out there and making relationships and genuine connections. I mean, this community is so relationship based. And people will buy and connect with you based on your relationship to so-and-so or the word of mouth. And that still, even though we're in the digital world, is so valuable. So don't discount that getting out there and going to your other local businesses, making connections, going to networking events, attending other people's things, patroning other businesses. Don't discount that as having value in your bigger marketing plan.
Well, and part of you, Jess, as a consumer, mm-hmm. you kind of started your development of relationships with brands and companies in the area based on social media.
Yeah.
So you reached out to different farms, different, you needed somebody to take care of slaughtering the pigs. And so you had reached out to farmers that you knew, or just you started working with a French cookie because you really liked mm-hmm. what she was doing. And then you guys have made some vinyl for her.
Yeah, exactly.
And so there's a lot of collaboration efforts mm-hmm. in this area. And I don't think people take advantage of that as much as they really could.
And to your point, too, even if you're going to use social media, sometimes that is the right route. But to think about it, like you just said, in the relationship aspect, you know, it's not just like liking someone's post. But if you think there's a connection there, even just a genuine friendship or interest, having conversations with this person on social media, maybe making an effort to go out and, you know, purchase something from them and fostering this relationship that possibly started on social media does lead to benefits for both parties.
Well, and I think that's sometimes hard, is that people don't always see. It took me a little bit of time when I would go to different networking events or chamber events or just coffee. Like, where is this going? Is there a value or is this a waste of my time? And I am of the mindset of always giving first and it'll come back. And so I think for me, I've always, and this is kind of the season of giving. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's a good thing to keep in mind all year round, is that you don't always need to know right now what it's going to do for your business. Mm-hmm. Value your time, but then also make sure that you're doing, you're kind of putting the right message out there about yeah. yourself and what you do.
And it can come back a year later. I mean, I still have people that, you know, whether it was it has something to do with fitness or whatever, that a year later I'll be like, hey, Jess, I found, you know, so-and-so, I'll get a recommendation or a referral from somebody that I've never talked to, but they knew one of my old members. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just never know when it's coming around. So yeah, balancing like valuing your time and having boundaries with your time, but then also knowing that investing your time into relationship building is essential mm-hmm. as a business owner.
Well, and I think, like you said, balancing, which kind of goes back into your sticker business. And so you've kind of been able to organize, take those organization tools mm-hmm. and apply them to the Biz Foundry and yes. help us get organized. What other things do you, what's In our last couple of minutes, a tip for marketing for a small business, somebody yeah. who's trying to do it all.
I think, like you're talking about organization and stuff, having things automated, come up with a system. Like if you're just like sporadically posting on social media, you're going to forget. It's not going to be effective. Sit down, come up with one or two things you're going to do and find a way to automate and systemize them, whether it's like using a social media publishing tool or even if you're doing things manually, knowing that you have templates in place, make your life easier. If you have to reinvent the wheel and do things over and over again, find a way to simplify and automate those things.
Well, and I think like you said, like I think it's very interesting how far in advance you plan things out. Mm-hmm. You have our emails for the whole month planned out at the mm-hmm. beginning of the month. I think that can make a business owner in a better place if you have things. You won't feel like you're chasing your tail yeah. if you plan, you know, at some point just start. Okay, this, you know, January 1st, it's coming up. I'm going to plan out the next couple of months so I can stop chasing my tail. Yeah. And this is going to be easier for me.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a hard and fast plan. Like it can change and evolve. And that's what an effective plan is. But just having something a loose framework so it makes your life easier and you're not scrambling.
For sure. We'll be back in a second. Welcome back. I am Tiffany Anton from The Biz Foundry. I have Jess Lewis, director of The Biz Foundry and also owner of Knockout Print Shop.
She just called me the director of The Biz Foundry.
Oh.
I'm the director of marketing. Well, but I can pretend to be the director.
I mean, you know, remember the Drew Carey show where it was like, not Drew Carey, whatever his improv show was called.
And it
was like,
yeah. Well, whose line is it anyway?
Yeah. Like all the names are made up. Like, I feel like that's kind of how we are. It's like yeah. our titles are kind of made
that's
up. Like,
true.
I was like, I think I should be the vice president. And like, Jeff okay. was like, okay. So let's talk a little bit about the Biz Foundry.
All right.
How do you think, well, first of all, why did you want to work there?
Because you guys are awesome.
Well, you didn't know that from social media, or did you?
I mean,
what were we doing in our?
So basically, like I've told you before, I was blown away when I stumbled across this thing called the Biz Foundry. I'm like, what? There's like this entrepreneur center and this co-working space in what to me is a more rural small town. I mean, yes, mm-hmm. there's like 35,000 people in Cookeville, but like coming back from Chicago suburbs, that's not a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you usually see co-working spaces in like big cities. This is so interesting.
And we're in Sparta and McMinnville.
I mean,
so
seriously.
That's even better of a deal.
Right. So I was like very intrigued. And I, like you said, I love business. I love mentorship and coaching people and helping people. I mean, small business to me is just watching people make their dreams a reality is the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, oftentimes see people just like spinning their wheels and can't figure things out and feel stuck or don't know how to navigate that whole experience. And I was like, these people are doing what I want to do. And I had started to potentially do that as like a little bit of a side hustle. And I really wanted to help local businesses, but I didn't here in the Cookeville area. But I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. Like, I don't know if this is a viable business in this market. So then when I found the Biz Foundry, I was like, oh, look at they're doing it.
Yeah. And well, and having you come on. So what has been the best thing about, aside from, you know, working
for Tiffany Anton.
Other than that, like what do you think has been so exciting about being a part of what we're doing?
I think just being part of people's journey. Again, being watching businesses, people come in with ideas and then seeing them execute them and turn into businesses. And being, I think that small business is incredibly important in the growth and success of a community. And while I'm, you know, I shop on Amazon too, but seeing people's dreams become a reality and being part of that, not just as a consumer, but mm-hmm. being part of their process to help them figure out how to do this in a like successful, thriving way.
Well, and I think it's such a boost to people's, I mean, it's tough. Entrepreneurship mm-hmm. is not easy, but you and I have been working with a woman who is in a recovery program mm-hmm. and she is starting a cleaning business. And it's really interesting because we met her in October, and at one point you and I had the conversation, does she even want to do this? Is she being for like,
yeah.
And we really thought, you know, you kind of had asked some questions on her desires mm-hmm. and she questioned herself, but yeah. then she's kind of came, no, this is what I want to
do. Yeah, she went for it.
And she's now, you know, she made some, gift cards the other day and she's, got her logo going, and it's just so exciting to see her unfold and kind of what she's doing.
Yeah. And it's cool to see people create jobs for them. You know, I mean, sometimes your business, you get the opportunity or business structure where you have employees, and sometimes your job, you're still the person doing the work. And in a community where sometimes there's, you know, it's not Chicagoland, it's not a big city, so the payout here is different. But people like her are finding a way to make a livable wage doing something they feel good about and taking ownership of it.
Well, and she has one employee right now.
She does?
Yeah, she's got an employee.
Okay,
so she's making,
killing it.
You know, an impact on somebody else's
yes.
life. And so it is really exciting to kind of be a part of these people's journey. And mm-hmm. I taught high school for a while. And so I always thought this is nothing like teaching. But I just realized, I like to be in charge. I like to help people. And so this, yeah. I feel like this kind of fits both of those, you know, desires.
Yeah.
So what do you see your journey looking like in the next 5 to 10 years?
Tiffany likes this question.
I do like this question.
For a planning person, I don't really like this question so much. Because if you would have asked me 5 years ago, would you live in Sparta, Tennessee and have a farm and work yeah. for this entrepreneur center? I'd be like, I don't even know what you're talking
right.
about. I think.
Do you feel like you're kind of settled a little bit?
Yeah, I feel like life is good. I feel like I've done a lot of things in my life, but everything that I've set out to do, I've done. I've taken risks. I've fallen flat on my face a bunch of times and failed miserably and picked myself back up. And I really like my life now. I like, and I always have, but I think this to me feels like home. This feels like I'm content. I enjoy this area that, you know, from a lifestyle standpoint, the people here, the nature here, my home, our farm. I would love in 5 years to have a dairy cow. I mean, that's my farm goal. And for our land to be we bought a property that was kind of like needs a lot of work. So hopefully we'll be past all that. We're in a maintenance mode. I would love to still
have like a little Airbnb in the
I mean, that would be cool.
I have area.
In the tops. Yes, that would be cool.
Yeah.
You know, as far as our print shop business, the way we're approaching that at this point is like we're just going to ride the wave and see how it goes. It's definitely changed in the past couple of years. The industry's changed. And so we'll just keep going with that and then just continuing to help the Biz Foundry grow and hopefully be, you know, continue to be a part of the entrepreneurial world growing here in this area.
At 10 years old, what was 10-year-old Jess?
10-year-old Jess wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Oh.
When I was a little kid, I used to tell my family, when I get older, I want to have a place that helps people. I legitimately, that was, and when I opened my gym, that was the place that helped people.
Yeah.
I mean, I always said that. And when I was in like college and going through my education, I thought that path was going to look more, because I have my master's in clinical psychology. So I went that world for a while and was helping people from a, you know, mental health, psychotherapy route. But no, I mean, it was having a place to help people.
Interesting. What do you think it is? In case you're just joining us, we have Jess Lewis from Knockout Print Shop and Director of Marketing at the Biz Foundry. What do you think it is about this area that is the special ingredient? What's our special sauce?
What is your special sauce? The people here are amazing. I mean, there is Southern hospitality in Tennessee is like no other. I mean,
yeah.
like it really is.
I'm a Midwesterner too.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
you guys.
Everybody like is, you know, come with me. I'll show you what to do. I'll take you there.
Yeah.
And instead of like, just go help yourself.
It's true. There's Southern hospitality. And, you know, like I said, we were in Gallatin for a while, and Gallatin was great, but there is just some kind of, it is magical. And people really do care and support each other. There's such a strong sense of legitimate in real life community here. If you need help, your neighbor will help you. People want to support small businesses. They cheer each other on. No, I mean, like, no community is perfect, but like, it is, if I were to go back and run my gym again back home in Chicagoland, this town is like what it was when I started my gym. Now that when I didn't have a lot of competition and people were all about helping small business, we're like inundated with franchises back up in the suburbs of Chicago. Here, mm-hmm. you don't really have that as much yet. You still have a lot of privately owned restaurants and businesses, and people want to help each other. It's amazing.
There's a good collaborative nature here. And I think that we have a long way until we get to, Cookeville is getting, there's a lot of restaurants and chain restaurants and stuff, but not in Sparta and not in Livingston. And mm-hmm. like, we have a long way to expand Cookeville into, you know, I think we can have a lot more, you know, small businesses in those rural areas. I mean, Spencer, Tennessee has some love that could go into that. You know, there's a lot of places that mm-hmm. could use some recharge. I went up to Morgan County the other day, and it was interesting to drive through some of these places and think, I don't even know where the closest grocery store is. So I think there's a lot of growth that can happen before we get anywhere like the Midwest. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's from an entrepreneurial standpoint, that is a thing that's an advantage of being here. If you have the right business, you have it mapped out the right way, the right business model, and you understand your market, that is an asset to being here. Is there is not as much competition as if you were to go to a more densely populated area. So if you are an entrepreneur, use that to your advantage. Figure out if this is the right spot for you to start your business and bank. I mean, use that.
What do you so with our last couple of minutes, what do you want to say about 2022 with the Biz Foundry? What's coming up?
Okay, so we have our biggest workshop that we run a couple times a year, Start Up Your Startup. So if you have a current, you know, you're already a business owner or you have an idea, it's a great workshop that'll walk you through the steps of figuring out if you have a viable idea, your target market, all the things you need to know logistically.
Accountant, legal
insurance,
marketing,
all that. Yep. So we're walking through the nuts and bolts of all of that. We also will have our little Test It mini workshops. Or again, that's going to be a free workshop that gives you an opportunity to see if your business is viable. Talk to Tiffany and I about your business ideas and things like that. We have happy hour in McMinnville, actually, with Toby Boats,
in January. And we're going to start these monthly meetups again. So happy hour, Founders Friday is a creation that you've kind of put together. So it's a small group on the third Fridays of the month.
Yep. From noon to one, just bring your lunch into the Biz Foundry, RSVP on our website. And we're just going to talk about, I mean, sometimes it'll be a specific topic, and sometimes it'll be just a space for you to, like, you have a business problem or question you just need to kind of like talk to other entrepreneurs
with. The best part of it is that they get to hang out with me and you.
Right. I mean, that is the best part.
Kind of in my Tiffany's top 10 of events, I think that I'm just going to keep, you know.
That's number one.
That should always be everything that everyone. How can people find you if they want to find you, Jess Lewis?
Okay, so knockoutprintshop.com is our main website. And then Knockout Print Shop on Instagram, Facebook. We're Knockout Print Shop on all the things. Mm-hmm. And then I'm Jessica_M_Lewis on Instagram. I do have JessMLewis.com as my website and CoachJessLewis.com as my website. I like websites. Tiffany doesn't. and then obviously at the Biz Foundry, Jess@TheBizFoundry.org.
At TheBizFoundry.org. In case people get confused.
Yes.
It's a hard one to do. So thanks for coming in, Jess.
We
could probably talk for another hour.
Yes,
but if you want to come hear me and Jess talk, just come by the Biz Foundry and we're usually a good time.
Yep.
All right.